So, welcome to our connecting and networking group. This is called Connections Over Coffee. And today, Linda Thomas and Debbie Marks are my co-hosts, my co-mods. Carmela and Ruth are my regular co-host, co-mods. And I know Ruth has been going through some medical situations, so I'm not sure if she was going to be on today. And I haven't heard from Carmela, so Carmela may jump in. Carmela on Mondays, she works in her husband's attorney's office. He's an attorney, and sometimes she's in the middle of a case or in the middle of a major phone call or whatever, and can't jump in right at noon. So, you know how that goes. So anyway, I just want to say welcome, and I'm going to give just an overview for those of you that are new. We've got a couple of new folks with us today. So what we're about, we are talking about, there's a book called Rise. RISE. I actually was honored to write the foreword to that book. And if you go to our meetup group, meetup.com, to the Connections Over Coffee group, you'll see a link there. And I'll put it also in the replay of this video. And there's a link where you can actually download a copy of the book if you want to read it. But it talks about RISE, and RISE is an acronym for reconnecting, which is rediscovering what makes you tick and what matters. Impact, it is how you can transform your life into a blockbuster by embracing a service approach to make an impact, not only in your family, but in your community and even the state, nationwide, and even worldwide. And then Storify, the S is for Storify, and it's how you craft your story, it's how you tell your story. So it's just not for your ears, but it's to inspire everyone around you. And then finally, E is for elevate, be the rock star who actively inspires others to join the celebration of their life, whatever that means for them. And so for me, today our topic, we're going to settle in on the Storify. But for me, just to give you an idea of how the RISE acronym works, for me to reconnect once I retired from my, I'll call it my corporate job. I had owned five salons. I created my own corporate job. But when I retired from that, it gave me the opportunity to decide how I wanted to show up in the world. And so I could reconnect with what I really wanted to be and how I really wanted to show up. And that was giving back for me. And so the impact that I wanted to have is I wanted to be able to give back and to serve. And so I created the Kathy Benner International Academy, where I can actually start giving back to the community. And for every membership, it's a small membership site. I have over 600 now members, but in the membership site, it's just a $25 a month membership fee. And what we do is we do these recordings, and we have courses, depending on what topic you want to tap into. But at the end of the day, I donate that money back out across the world. And so I'm doing not only scholarships locally or nationally, but I'm also doing fresh water in other countries. I'm doing uniforms for kids in Cambodia, for example, to go to school, and books and building schools. And so I'm spreading that out to make that impact. And the way I storify that is I take my story, and as again, I'm going to oversimplify it, but many of us, we are infatuated with those rags to riches kind of stories, you know, like, oh my gosh, how inspiring. And so to help inspire folks, I tell my story, how I was a single mom working two minimum wage jobs, and how through as opportunities kind of came my way, and I recognized them. That's the key, is recognizing the opportunities, and took advantage and just took one small step and just kept going in the right direction. I was able to have five salons and now retire. And now I have a bed and breakfast. I have rental properties. Mark and I get to travel internationally. Just recently, we backpacked across London and Paris. And I'm able to make an impact around the world with the membership site. So you can see how, you know, if you just watch for those opportunities and step into them, you can see where you can reconnect with who you really want to be, how you really want to show up in the world. You can make the impacts that make a difference to someone. You can use your story to inspire, And then finally, the E is for elevate. And it's how do you simply just elevate all of that? What ways can you get that out to the masses so that they can be inspired by your reconnection and impact and story? So anyway, today we are talking about Storify. And so I have three questions. So, okay, so all of you now put on your thinking cap and pick one of these. The first question that we're going to go around the room is, what is one story from your life that defines who you are today, and how has sharing it impacted the people around you? So think about what is your story and what have you done with it? What have you done with it, that story, to impact the people around you? So again, there's four of us, five of us. Michelle's on as well. I think Sherry and Christy, I think it's their otter notes that have tapped in. So I think there's five of us on. Four, five, six, seven. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I have everybody on. So anyway, my story from my life that defines who I am today was the fact that I was a single mom working two minimum wage jobs. And my aha moment was when I discovered my nail tech was making like four times the money I was and said, oh, I need to take a look at what she's doing. And so through that exploration, I went back to cosmetology school. I decided to get my certificate just to do nails. I never did get the hair certificate because again, I was working in sales in a corporate job and didn't have the time to do all of that training. So I did the shortest one, which was the nails. And because I got back into or got into the cosmetology industry over a period of 25 years, I ended up retiring with five salons, full service salons. And out of that, and what my real aha moment out of that was that I ended up buying the real estate that the salons were in. So at the end of the day, I ended up with five paid for commercial buildings. And that is what allowed me to retire. And so I hope that my story can impact those people around me by realizing that they too can create the life that they want and they can create the retirement that they need. And it's not as hard as it looks. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy when it comes to that. So that is my story. And so, Linda, how about you? What is the one story from your life that defines who you are today, and how has sharing it impacted the people around you?
Okay, so you have a head start because you knew the question. I'm just going to just shoot from the hip here. And I'm going to say a story that kind of defines me and has come full circle is that from my youngest years, I've had the heart of a teacher and of like a confidant or counselor. And, I intended to become a teacher and got pulled into the family business. I think George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, and spent literally decades outside of my personal calling. And now I've come around full circle, and the heart of a teacher and the ability to make the complex simple, and the ability to have a beginner's mindset and remember what it was like for someone to struggle with the early concepts and meet them where they are. All of that is coming into full use now, and it's exciting to finally be on my own path.
Well, and what comes to mind when I think of you, Linda, on how you're really making an impact is with your one program. And so tell us about that a little bit, and how that just this that's a story of your life that you now are impacting hundreds.
It is a story. The short version is, my husband was extremely ill. He was diabetic, to be specific, but like every body system was completely crashed. And through a long and difficult period of declining health, he did ultimately pass away. So many very challenging experiences and lessons learned. through his health issues and through his passing, and in the succeeding months and several years after his death, we had closed our own business because of his illness, and I went to work for other companies, which if you have the heart and mind of an entrepreneur, you're pretty much unemployable. So it was just Hades to be working for these other companies. And so I began speaking and coaching. And one particular client that I had was elderly and had lost intellectual property, and her tech assets were in complete disarray. The word dumpster fire kind of comes to mind to describe what was going on there. And so with all that I had been accumulating in my mind about what I wish I had known when my husband was passing away, and what I could see that was going to be the experience of her adult children when she passed away, I began writing down all the things, and it turned into a course and a mission and a passion. And I do help people create their perfect end of life plan now so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden.
Look at the impact that you are having. And because again, it was a situation where it's information you wished you knew, and now you can share it. And that's the same for me. My story was, I didn't know what I didn't know all those years. And as I sorted through it and figured it out, I was like, well, I wish somebody could have like coached me early on. Or had some kind of a program that I could have gone through. Now, they probably were out there, but I didn't even know what I didn't know. So I didn't know how to sort it out. So you don't look for that stuff until you're in the soup. So, but thank you for being there, Linda. I really appreciate what you've done with your information and how you've put it together to impact others. So that's a great story, and the way that you can impact the world around you and inspire others. Vince, how about you? Do you have a story, something from your life that defines who you are today, and how has sharing it impacted the people around you?
So I'm actually studying self-image a lot because I'm like in transition.
Okay.
So this is like my third paradigm I found out like on Friday because I do masterminding a lot, and so
Okay.
I'm like trying to find closer masterminds instead of these like broad webinars. So I'm like I'm in Athens, Ohio.
Okay. I'm in Canal Winchester, so I'm right up the road from you. Now, Linda is over close to the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, okay. So I meet with a guy every morning who is in short-term rentals, and I mean he's in Pittsburgh. So I wanted to meet some people that were closer, so I jumped on this call here. But anyways, so I guess I can start from the beginning. Like I was this wild and crazy, teenager partying, drinking a lot of beer type guy, country boy.
Typical guy, typical
Yeah,
teenager.
yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So but I became overweight, right? At a young age. And my self-image was always the fat kid, so but I was always athletic. And then I came to college and I started riding a bike, a bicycling. And I've always been like a biker. And I went through this mass transformation, lost like 60 pounds, and just like totally changed who I was, right? Like I started like liking different things, and still partied a lot, but anyways, I started a bicycle shop about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And the bicycle shop was taken off, and then we had this thing called COVID, right? So supply chain issues like destroyed me, honestly, and I kind of like destroyed my life. I lost purpose. And so the last couple of years, so like from 2020 to 2022, we'll say, was I was lost, right? I was like in mass depression, started gaining weight, didn't have purpose, and we bought a short-term rental, a duplex, and we turned it into a short-term rental. And so this is like my new self-image is like getting into short-term rental property management, and so I'm like trying to like live into that body. But anyways, helping people. So at the bicycle era, I was like always community outreach, always were like giving people the power to ride bikes. Everybody was, it was like you ride on the bike path or you're like race, right? And I was like bridging the gap, you know, there. And so we had this intermediate ride that everybody loved so dearly, and like showing that you can like change your self-image, right? Self-image is everything. So yeah, I'm here to like network with like-minded people. You guys are saying all the words. I'm in a, like I said, I'm in a couple different masterminds, and I'm great to be here and just look with like-minded individuals and network with people that, you know, are a part of my new image. So
Well, Vince, welcome. I'm glad that you're here, and you and I have a lot in common because my retirement is all in real estate, and I have commercial, residential, and in the residential side, I have long-term, midterm, and short-term. And so I do all of the real estate. I go clear across the gamut, and I'm also a cyclist. So so we have a lot in common.
Right, there was just something like I jumped on one of these calls and I couldn't interact. I was like, man, I want to interact with people, you know. And today we're leaving for Hilton Head tomorrow to go
Okay.
Thanksgiving. It was just like a thing on a whim, you know. And there was just something, you know, just the universal power was like, I have to get on this call today. I don't really have time, but like, so it makes sense. It's great to connect.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I own property in Middleport, so I'm through Athens probably about once a week.
Really, that's
Yes.
great. Yeah, like right now I'm trying to like reach out to see who, like, you know, people are like think, you know, like the short-term rental gold mine, but they're like, holy cow, that's work, you know what I mean? So like I'm trying to like done for you property management in the short-term rental space. And
Okay.
so yeah, I would like to come to the in-person meetup when I can get up there, you know.
Absolutely. And so stay tapped into my calendar, and
Yeah.
you just go to kathybinner.com and find the calendar link, and stay tapped into the calendar because it has all of the virtual and in-person meetups. And so feel free to join in as many as you'd like there.
Okay, yeah, all
Yes,
right.
absolutely. So thank you, Vince.
Yeah.
Debbie, we're going to jump over to you. And Debbie, we've been sharing what is the one story from your life that defines who you are today, and how has sharing it impacted the people around you? And I know you had to jump off for a minute, so you may have not heard all of our stories, but I think you and I have talked about this in the past. So what is one story from your life, and how does sharing it impact the people around you, Debbie?
Well, I would say probably being in my health and wellness.
You're cutting out a little bit. We're hanging in there with you. Is it me or is it Debbie? Can you tell me, Linda, is it me or Debbie?
Is, but also being.
Yes, Debbie.
Debbie, we're losing you a little bit there.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Now, I think that Sherry and Christy, I think it's just their otter notes. Michelle, would you like to share? And we'll circle back to Debbie.
Just make this short then.
Okay, well, let's try it again, Debbie. See if we
Okay.
can hear you. No, I think
Okay.
you're freezing.
Can you now?
Yeah,
No.
you're very choppy.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll circle back, Debbie. Michelle, how about you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, am I still the background noise going on?
No, you sound great now. So tell
Okay.
us what kind of a story, life story might you have that impacts the people around you?
Yes, so I grew up in a very abusive home. My father, he was just very violent all the time. And then he went to jail back and forth for months and would be missing for years and then come back. So it was like that until probably 12, 13. And
Wow.
then he came back into our lives. Yeah. For about 5 years. And then just very, yeah, sporadic, but he passed away in 2000, and it was just a lot of anxiety, and so I grew up basically very angry and just wanted to fight all the time because I didn't know what to do with emotions. And I ended up going to jail a few times. I ended up in the wrong kind of path, trying to really find myself. But at the same time, I would drink and become depressed. So until I think I was 23, well, I'm 47 now, but at 23, I really started looking for a better life, and I started going to a church, and I got just a whole new outlook. I really felt at home.
Okay.
So through the years,
Community
I
is so important. Yes. Being in
yeah,
community is so important.
yes, exact yes. And a lady, she talked to me. She goes, "I went through a similar situation," and she's just really guiding me through and helping me that it would be okay. And it takes a process, but I had to really find how to heal. So I did it with singing and journaling and art. And I found that art and working through that was helping me heal. So yeah, this is very emotional. And I love the color and watercolor, just everything like that. But I found that the journaling books, they're kind of boring. The covers, the pages, the paper, it was all like important for me. And so I'm trying to like have a journaling, very pretty decorative inspiring, because that's what helps me to journal, is when I see it very pretty, the cover, the color, the paper, everything like that, it just helps me to get into it. And so that's what I want to do, create journaling books and things like that.
Well, good for you. And what an impact that's going to make on folks that find healing the same way that you found healing. That's a wonderful
Yeah.
message to bring to the world, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing that. That takes
Yeah.
some courage for you to share your story. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah. And I find the more I talk about it, because I had testified it in church about three times, and the first time was so, I just cried a lot. But then over time, as I talked about it, it just really kind of like the pain is still there and I'm still healing, but it's just a process.
Yes,
Yeah.
and for those that have gone through what you've gone through, they say, and again, I haven't gone through to that extent, but folks that have say that the more you heal from it and the more you can talk about it, that it kind of compounds on each other. The more you talk about it, the more you heal, and the more you heal, the more that you can just have the conversation about it and it not be so emotional that you can share your story easier.
Yes.
Yes. So Michelle, thank you so
And that's my
much.
goal. I just, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. Let's jump back over to Debbie. Debbie, let's see if we can hear you. I see that you jumped off and came back on, and let's see if we can hear you now.
Is this better?
Yes, much.
Good. I decided to log off and come back in. And this time, the interesting thing was that when my camera's not, there, my picture actually showed up, whereas the other one didn't have it. So who knows?
Okay. Well, you know what? It's electronics. It has a lot to do with what's going on in the weather as well. So,
Yeah.
tell us the one story from your life that defines who you are today and how sharing it has impacted the people around you.
Well, it was interesting. I was listening to Michelle, and it's how interesting our lives so are so much the same, other than my father never went to jail. But I think what it did was created a, well, I had to gain it after many years, but a confidence in order to talk to people. And I've built many different businesses, and now I have found my home in health and wellness, and which has helped me personally. And then when Kathy invited me to create a podcast with Fireside Chat, I mean, that was just like a huge stepping stone for me out of my comfort zone. But I've been doing that for now for it's been a couple of years, and I'm so glad I did that because I have met so many interesting people that I have interviewed. And all that does is it creates a huge network of friends, and I like to call them a family because they're family and friends. And then being in your masterminds since you started,
Yes,
that's
Debbie.
been
Debbie
so
has been
many.
with me from the very beginning. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I have grown so much that the confidence that I feel, yeah, COVID snuck in there, and like you, Vincent, it just took everything out of me because I was so used to going out and talking to people and meeting with people, sharing with them what I do. And it became a joke where, with a lot of my friends, where every time I'd go into the ladies' room, I would come out with somebody's name and phone number. So that kind of gives you an idea of how I like, I can talk to anybody. I'll even talk to them in the drive-through line. And so, but Kathy, you saw me, you picked me up, you pointed me in the right direction, and Vince, you won't go wrong in sticking with Kathy because you have a whole new world opened up for you. And if you're open to change, and if you're open to look into yourself and see different options, the world is yours. And that's the way I feel about it. The world is mine. It depends on, it's my choice what I do with it. And choice has so much to do with it, with your life, that yeah, you can have a lot of you can have a lot of control in what you think you're doing, but if you don't have the passion, which Kathy obviously has, and now remember, Kathy, stay seated in your chair.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thank you, Debbie.
But I've started writing my own memoirs about my life and my
Now
childhood.
this is a great point for Michelle, because not only is your story so impactful, but it's also a great healing process for you.
It really is.
Yes.
And I will share that I have read so many memoirs, people about their life. And Kathy's interviewed many people, many women that have told their life story in a book. And what was interesting was my daughter gave me this book called The Glass Castle to read. Found it in Goodwill. She says, "Mom, you got to read this." So I read it. And lo and behold, last month, I found the movie on Netflix for The Glass Castle. And it was, there wasn't a lot of change, but what it did was it kind of put face with a name, and you could relate to it, even though you could think back in the book, well, that happened in the book. Is it true? But still, the impact of the story was very riveting for me. So, Michelle, if you ever, find some books about, women and their life story, because it'll be very, very helpful to you. And I don't know. I think that's about it. That's good.
Debbie,
Yeah,
thank you so
thank
much
you.
for sharing. Yes, thank you so much, Debbie. We have Linda back. We
You're
lost her
welcome.
for a minute. Hi, Linda. We see Linda jump back on. And we have Lydia. Lydia, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
I don't know if you'd like to share. You just came on, so I don't know how much you have heard so far, but we are sharing what is one story from our life that defines who we are today and how has sharing it impacted the people around us. Would you like to share, or would you like for me to pass?
Google fast.
Okay,
Yeah.
you can listen in. We're going to go around one more time and put your thinking caps on here. If your life were a movie, what moment would be the climax of your personal or professional journey so far? If your life were a movie, what would be the highlight? And let's think about that for a moment, because sometimes in our personal life, it's maybe different than in our professional life. For me, I'm going to have to say, and again, this is just how I think, and I've read a lot of books on how this works. They say if you want to go back to your true self, to your true core of who you are, to think back to when you were about 12, and what was your interest then? What was your thinking then? Because again, you didn't have the world hadn't pressed on you all the things that were wrong with those ideas yet. You had those dreams and ideas, and the world hasn't told you that they're wrong when you're that age. And I remember at age 12, I told my mom that one day I'm going to own a bed and breakfast. I'm going to travel the world. I love geography. That was my favorite subject. So I had a natural draw to that subject matter. For whatever reason, and I wanted to travel. And I said, I'm going to have a bed and breakfast. I'm going to travel and I'm going to write a book someday. And she was like, okay, yeah. Well, my third book comes out April of 2025. And I, of course, own and operate the Caraway Guest House Bed and Breakfast in my retirement years. I had to go all the way out around all those other careers and all those other things. And I feel like I've come back to my true self. And so if my life were a movie, I would think that first year of retirement where I actually moved into my truer self would be the climax of the movie. So that just gives you an idea of maybe how to look at it. So think about in your own life, if your life were a movie, what would be the high point? Linda, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what do you think?
You can. Well, what's a little bit funny about that is I feel like I'm on the cusp of the climax. So,
Okay.
I am beginning to implement the things that matter to me, and impacting other people and living a life that is the things I want in it. But I'm on the brink of really, really good things. And so the climax is yet to come, but it just keeps constantly getting better.
Okay. All right. Vince, how about you?
Yeah, I think I'm like in the midst of like this new transition of like something I always wanted to be. It's not necessarily just like hard work and force to become what you want to be. It's more of like slowing down and being calm and visualizing what you truly want to be every day. And so I've always been successful, but I've always been negative successful, like if that makes sense. And so back in July, I've joined some masterminds before in the past, and I joined this other mastermind. It was a real estate mastermind, but there was a whole bunch of mindset tied to it. And it's really sent me in a direction that is much greater than I have ever like imagined that I could be. And so like just like you know there's like everybody always set like goals that fit, and if it fits, go with it. But and then we set these huge goals, and then we don't think we can get them, so we don't go. So now it's like every day I have like micro goals, nano goals to get the thing that's so far away. And I always wanted to be wealthy when I was a child. I am from a wealthy family. I'm a silver spoon kid, and I used to have like a lot of guilt that lied with that. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, like I've had opportunity, and that's like my purpose in life is to give the life that was given to me is my new purpose. So I've like got these new purposes, and like I'm in the climax right now, man. So I wanted to be a doctor growing up, and if I just like didn't go down the schooling part. And so I mean, there's other ways to this wealthy giving life. So it's like get wealthy to give, right? So here I am in my climax right now.
Good for you, Vince. That's a great story. I love it. I love it. Yes, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So
We have a lot of limiting beliefs around what our life could be, and we talk ourselves out of some of those opportunities.
I mean, I want you to like start thinking about what you've been thinking about. Like, I don't know if you guys know who like Bob Proctor is and Earl Nightingale. You guys know all those. So I've been studying that stuff like crazy. Dave Conway, do you know who Dave Conway is?
Yes.
So I did the Empower Retreat on Friday with Dave Conway and Kim Fitzpatrick. And Dave just lays it down, right? Like, so, and it was another room of all women again, of course. It was me, and so it's like here I am just like just men don't work on their lives. So like
You're going to be so far ahead.
right. So I've been studying all this stuff, Neville Goddard, and just the power of your imagination and just like the law of attraction. Like look at what I've
Yes.
attracted today. Like Kathy rides bikes. I was majored in geography at Ohio University. So like, it makes sense. I'm in the climax. That's
Yeah. And sometimes the universe, everything just aligns. And I think you have to be a particular, and we talked about mindset, Vince. I think you have to be in a particular mindset to recognize it when it does. And today there is an alignment between me and Vince, and he's not here by accident. I do not believe. I believe he's here for a purpose, and because there is so much alignment, and it was just comfortable and automatic. It wasn't something that was forced. And he felt very strongly that he needed to be on this call today. So sometimes when you have those feelings and you can't quite put them into perspective, sometimes you just have to go with it because there is a purpose, if that
right.
makes
Just
sense.
like acting on your intuition is
Yes.
basically what you're saying. Like so
Yes.
like if when you're visualizing things, you're attracting them into your life, they are gonna come when you don't know and grab them when they come. So,
Yes, you have to recognize the opportunity.
I mean, I bought a piece of property. This was crazy. I'll tell you a quick story. Is there was a piece of property in Stroud's Run. It's the last piece of private property before the state park, right? And I was riding my bike around and I always said, man, I'm gonna build a lodge there. And that's what I thought. And I'm like, I was learning how to skip trace properties and stuff. And I was like, I'm gonna skip trace them. I rode my bike by there. I was like, I'm gonna skip trace them. 2 weeks later, I drove my car down. I called my wife. She says, I know it's for sale. And I was in the process of buying this other property down the road, and I had wrote the loan for $50,000 more. And that was the exact amount that I wanted for that property. And I, a 30 second decision. Like, I still don't really know. I see it better how I'm gonna like actually build on there. I was like, I'm gonna use all my capital up before I even get there, but it's fine. It's fine. You gotta make the decision. You gotta go. You gotta take the chance. And I'm living that right now. I bought it and it was highly competitive. And I know it's gonna work. Once I flip the house and cash out, I'm gonna buy and hold, hold it. So I'll be able to refinance and get the money out for the next venture. So
No, you no,
you
that
never
that's
know. I've
I
10
I
years, guys, 10 years, I thought I was gonna buy that property and it popped up in the middle of this. Like I was in a 12-week program, and I was like, holy cow.
It was at the right time.
And if I wasn't in a mastermind and we weren't around like-minded people talking about like the law of attraction and stuff, I would have let that pass by. You know,
Yeah.
I would have, because I didn't have enough money. You know what I
Yep.
mean? So
I get it. I love it. I love it. That's a perfect story on following your intuition, being at the right place at the right time, and simply starting, just pulling the trigger when that opportunity comes along, just saying, yes, I'm going to do it and figure it out later. Yeah,
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, right. It's like, what is luck? I don't know. So it's good to just be
the
here.
More we and here's a tweetable quote: the more we work on ourselves and the more we work on personal development, the luckier we get.
That's right.
Okay. The more you work on yourself, the more you work on personal development, the luckier you will get.
Like, I'm a laborer, do it yourself. Raised in an entrepreneurial family where we just hardly hired anything out. It was just work, 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 and book, book, work, work, you know, like type of thing. And for like the last 4 months, I'm like standing at a Y. I'm not getting stuff done. Like, so like my house is becoming a little bit more disorganized than it once was in my like labor side. But now I just like know if I sit down, like today, I could be doing other things like that really just needs to take place. And here I am at the Y. That's what I keep saying. I'm at the Y. And it's like, you know, it's not how, it's the who, right?
Yes.
Do you guys know that book? I have not got the
Oh yeah.
I have
10 of them in my bookcase right now.
So you just pass those things out like candy. You're like, here, you should read this, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Let's move on. And how about Debbie? How about you? If your life were a movie, what moment would be the climax of the movie?
Well, but now I'm going to be a little older than 12. I don't want to go back to 12. In 2002, I had a life-altering incident, and my sister came to visit, and she gave me, believe it or not, we were in Sam's. She saw this book, Daily Devotions, at night, and she says, you got to read this. So I bought it, and when I started reading it, I realized that I had a spiritual path to follow that I was ignoring. And long story short, now 5 years ago, I'm involved in a very good show.
You're cutting out again a little bit, Debbie.
In a very good Bible study, I have a mentor, sorry, and I thank God every day for the people that are in my life, because they are helping build my place for me in the future. And sorry, have you heard any of what I said?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Okay. And I've had things happen to me in the past where I know that it's been God who put the voice in my head. And a short story is, during this challenging time, I was on my way to work, and I was going over a bridge, over the highway. And I happened to look to my right to, you know, you just look over the bridge to see what's there. I did not realize that the car in front of me had stopped to make a left-hand turn. And all I heard was, go around. I went around, and I know that car, my car, must have gone sucked in, because the side view mirrors were right there. And when I got through with that, I knew that God was with me. And that is a story I will never forget. And I'm telling you, if anybody thinks that God isn't listening and he sees all, and if you listen and you do what he says, I'm here today still. But anyways, I think that was a really pivotal time in my life to get me ready to where I am today. And I know that by having this spiritual in me, it is helping me see things and handle things and knowing that I'm going in the direction I need to be going. And that's why I know he wants me to write this book, and I really need to hurry up and get it finished.
Small baby steps, Debbie. Just little baby steps. Just
I know.
keep on keeping on.
And when I and you're right. And I realized that I've been been able to spend more time with my grandkids. I mean, I got nine of them. And my oldest is getting married next September. I have four that are going to be graduating and advancing next May. And it's like life is passing me by. If I don't stop and take baby steps and smell the roses, it's going to go. Whoosh. And I'm all about legacy. I want to leave my grandchildren with a legacy. And it's just who I am. And I've always been this way.
Debbie, I appreciate you. I appreciate your heart. Thank you so much for sharing. I love your story. And again, and those of you that follow me know that I've said this before. Your audience is already out there waiting for what you have to offer. Your audience is already there. You know, you say, well, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, what comes first? Do I create my story, my legacy, my mission, my purpose, and then I go find an audience that I can impact? No, your audience is already there. They're already hungry, they're already searching, they're already wondering where you are. They just don't know that they're wondering about you.
And one thing to add to that, we all have a story. And
Absolutely.
if we don't share it, then that's on us. And
Because our story can inspire someone else. And we don't know who we're going to impact, but our story definitely will impact our world at some level, and be the inspiration. It'll be the perfect thing. It's what Vince was talking about earlier. It's the perfect thing that someone needed to hear at that particular moment, and we have their answer. We may
right.
not know we have their answer, and they don't know what they don't know. But they'll know it when they finally connect with us and they go, oh, Debbie had my answer, Linda had my answer, Vince had my answer, Kathy had my answer. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, how about you? If your life were a movie, what moment would be the climax, do you think?
I think it would be 'cause my grandmother, she was really connected with God. She was really spiritual, so she's instilled in me to sing. And when she was alone in her room and everything, she would invite me in to sing with her to learn about the songs, and that really brought me through a lot of dark times and depressing times. And so, and I combine that with also, I like to be outdoors in nature and everything. And I see the beauty in what God has created. And I think putting that in the center of my life, singing, being outside, and also drawing. And I found that through the process of me learning to draw, because I used to love to draw when I was 11 and 12, and color and everything about art. Creating, painting. And so I stopped that when I hit depression. And now it's like coming back. I'm falling into it again. And so I think that was the happiest I've been. And so yeah, I hang on to that.
Michelle, thank you so much for sharing that. Where are you coming to us from? Where are you located, Michelle?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Okay. Here's what I want to offer to Vince and Michelle. We have a little roster of folks that are connecting on this connecting and networking call, and you can get to it right through my website, which is kathybinder.com. So if Vince and Michelle, if you would like to be added to that roster for connections, simply put a way that we can connect with you in the chat and make sure that it's marked to everyone, because it can go just
Okay.
to the panelist or to everyone. Now, Michelle, because you're not up front, yours may only go to the panelists. But anyway, if you put your contact information in there, I will copy it and make sure that you get added to the roster
Okay.
if you want to make some connections, because this is a great group to make connections in. And
Yeah.
so only if you want to be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. All right, I am just simply looking at who we have over there. We've got okay, Vince has put his in there, so I made a screen print of that. Very good. Any last comments or aha moments today before we go? This has been great conversation. I appreciate all of you for being with us today. Anything that you'd like to share or inspire anyone listening to the replay? I just want to say simply start. Whatever your dream is, whatever your intuition, whatever you're feeling, whatever your goal, however it is that you want to show up in this world, just simply start. I just interviewed a gal the other day, Kathy Mila, for those of you that might know her, and she said she likes to do just one degree change. Just do one degree in the direction that you want to go, and just do that every day, every week, every month, and over a period of time, you'll be amazed at how much your life has changed by just changing one degree at a time. Okay, we've got your information there, Michelle. Thank you so much for that. All right. I am just making a copy of my screen. That way I'll have it and I can add it to the roster. All right, I want to say thanks again for everyone for being here today. Anybody else want to share before we go?
I just hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and that everybody's safe.
Yes, safe travels out there. All
You
right.
as well.
Well,
Bye.
mark your calendars. Michelle, did you have something, or were you talking there in the...
I was just saying you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And mark your calendars. It's the same Zoom code every single time. Actually, on Mondays, it's the same Zoom code every Monday. You can tap in, go to the calendar, kathybinder.com, scroll down to the calendar. That will tell you what the topic is and who the call is for. And you are all welcome to join in as many calls as you'd like. So until then, we will see you next time. See everybody later. Bye.
Bye. See you.